chapter 3. John chapter 3 says there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus teaches us the new birth. Now, I know that's nothing new to you, but I'm nevertheless making the statement. Jesus teaches the new birth, and here in verse 3, we saw it very clearly. Turn, if you will, please, to chapter 1, John, the same gospel we're in, John chapter 1. And let me read verse 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of God, will of man, but of God. We are born of God's will. And you're going to see as we go through about a half dozen verses how this whole new birth that Jesus taught here in John 3, verse 3, how it is developed. Now, when we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. These are familiar verses, but we'll see how they link together in the development, if you please, of the new birth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. A new creature. Well, verse 14 to 16 is the background to this 17th verse. 2 Corinthians 5, 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Often we'll go backwards from the word therefore, which is what we did this time. But I didn't call attention to the word therefore because we wanted to simply see verse 14, 15, and 16. And how that they are indeed the background for being a new creature. Pastor has taught us that it's creatures. Most every, if not every, and I have to say most every new Bible version, since I haven't read all of them, I have to say most of them. It will change that word creature to creation. Now, they can do that because that word can be interpreted either way. But consider what Pastor taught us. Creatures are born. Creations are made. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about the new birth. We're talking about a person who is born again. and therefore they become a new creature because they have been newborn. They weren't newly created, okay? They are a new creature. They're newborn. And so Galatians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. It isn't a matter whether you're circumcised or not circumcised. When you're in Christ Jesus, that's what matters. Now, Paul dealt with the circumcision matter, okay, in the book of Romans particularly. But here, he's dealing with another matter. And he says, in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new, what's it? What's that next word? Creature. Not a new creation. He doesn't say a new creation. He says a new creature. Now, it only dawned on me now. That's me, a day late and a dollar short. I should have gone to some of my Bible versions to see if they change creature there to creation like they do in Corinthians. And if anybody has a new version with you, would you check and see? You're bold if you do. But, you know, some of you got some smartphones and are even smart enough to use them. Look up a new version, an RSV or an NIV or an ESV or a hoopity-doo, okay? And see if they change the creature in Galatians 6:15 to creation. That would be interesting to know. And so if you can do that, we'll refer to that then. He's going to run into the office. That helps too.
For neither Christ counts for anything nor is a new creation. Not creatures, creation.
Okay, what version is that?
ESV.
That's the ESV, changes it to creation. Okay, NIV changes it to creation. Okay, so there we know we got two of them. Now, Ashley, I see you busy. Are you in a different version?
The New King James version says creation as
well. Okay, and the New King James says creation as well. Now, they feel there's a justification for it because that word could be either way. But a creature is supported by the fact that it's a new birth, not a new production. Okay? And so, all right, good. Thank you, those of you that looked that up. Now, James chapter 1, James chapter 1. James chapter 1, and I'm going to begin at verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his, there it is again, creatures. Okay, you phone whizzes, see what the version you looked up, how they deal with James 1:18. Because we are to be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. We are new creatures. And here James talks
about. ESV leaves that as creatures.
Pardon?
ESV leaves that as creatures.
Okay, ESV leaves it as creatures.
The NIV says first fruits of all he created.
First fruits of all he created. Okay, that'd be in the vein of the creation. creatures. Okay, so there we've got two for one, and leaving it as it is. Well, they sort of helped themselves there. But we're still not going to leave the King James to go to them just because of that. Now, so there again, what we're seeing is that we are creatures. We are newly born, born again, creatures of God. 1 John 3:9. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Well, here I am. I'm saved, but I know I sin. Oh, but you see, it's his seed remaineth in him. So the new creature that is born of God, that's the one that can't sin. This old nature, this old man of the flesh, it not only can sin, it does sin. Amen. And because that's true, John teaches us that we have an advocate with the Father. Amen. He'll tell us that. We can go to chapter 1 and read that. And so he is our advocate, because God knows that in this flesh we will sin. And it's important to know that distinction of the old man and the new man. The first creature and the second creature, if you please. Because other than that, a person can get very confused and discouraged. The devil will play on that and defeat the Christian who does not understand that distinction. And because they can't understand it, they can't wrap their mind around it, as we say, they just sort of give up. Oh, they keep going to church. They keep singing songs. If they do something in the church, they keep doing it. But inwardly, they're defeated. And because they're part of a church family, or because their earthly family goes to church, they go to church, but inwardly they're defeated. They have no joy. And when certain things are preached, they think to themselves, I don't believe that. I don't think that's so. Why? Because inwardly, you see, they're defeated. Outwardly, everything looks normal. And because they know the language of the Christian culture, they can keep the talk going and everything seems fine. It's just that inside, it's not fine. Jesus Christ came, he said, to give us life. And not just life, but abundant life. He doesn't want us just to know that we're saved and going to heaven rather than hell. Now, that's important. Better to go to heaven than hell. Okay? But he said there's something more than the basics. And that more is the abundant life in Jesus Christ. And here's how it comes together. We need to make sure that we're planted deep, so our roots are deep, so that as we grow, we can produce lots of fruit for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father in heaven, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for making us new creatures in Jesus Christ.